Okay, there we go. There are several people that said, Vance, I can't make it on the call tonight. I'll catch the recording, so that is for them. When we memorize the I Can mantra, those six phrases, okay, we don't have to memorize that latter part paragraph thing down at the bottom, you know, if we fail, because that kind of focuses on the negative. But when we memorize and commit them to memory, it literally evokes power into our thought process, into our actions, and it really, really is imperative. So tonight, we are going to kick it off, and we'll do this for the next 5 weeks. We are going to, as a group, recite. And again, if you've got it memorized, fantastic. If you don't, well, cheat a little bit, but really commit to that, because it is a life-changing experience. You'll find yourself a completely different person when you memorize a huge chunk of words like this one. So here we go. On the count of three, ready? Out loud, with your outdoor voices. Okay? One, two, three. My very, very nicely done.
Okay.
It's sheer chaos, but that's what makes it fun. So I'm going to just so we don't have too much background noise or some of us in, because we have quite a few people who are auditing the ICANN attitude program, and that way when you're ready to share, you can do that. So lesson number two, this being in the right mind. How impacting was this to you? And again, if you're reading it or listening to it, I really encourage you, and this is one of the things I'm doing, and I'm preaching to myself, I tend to learn more from listening to Marty and William and Michael, but at the same time, so I take the time to read through it at least once during the 7 days. And I would encourage you to do the same. Go the other direction. What did it do to you? How did you apply it? And, like when Rita and I were speaking today, a testimony or something, a point of growth, a point of connection that happened that you already implemented it as far as customer acquisition, as far as being able to teach somebody something, and they said, man, that resonates with me. Star six on your phone line. What'd you learn from it, and how were you able to apply lesson two?
Vance, it's Norma from Missouri.
Go ahead, Norma.
I've got a class coming up Thursday, which is stress and chronic diseases, and it was like a, you know, wow, aha moment type thing. You know, it was like addictions, regardless of what kind of addiction. It's, you know, known to humanity, inability. The old habits to actually, they destroy us. And it's our own expense of our well-being that we kind of suffer from it. And I underlined two or three items here. The other one is says, your private thoughts and your ideas are things that never stop thinking about. For some reason, it's not genetic. It's not, you know, stuck in our mind. It's changeable. But it's there. So the bottom line, it says, you require consistent action. And that's the hard one, but that's the truth.
Yes, very good, very good. Thank you for kicking it off, Norma, and sharing.
This is Jeannie.
Good evening, Jeannie.
Hi. The section about to feel balanced as we change the world outside of us, we need to get into our right mind. And I had a conversation with a friend yesterday, and we were driving to meet somewhere, but we were talking as we were trying to help. So, I was able to share with her, I forget this particular instance, but that I was sharing with her about my UCAN business and how I'm going for a big goal. And it's interesting how the negative always wants to pop up. And so I've been endeavoring to not be negative, but to stay on the positive side. And so I started listing, at the end of the day, I listed the things I have accomplished today. Not, oh, I didn't do that, and I didn't do that, and I didn't do, but it's because that's where my mind wants to go. I wrote down what I did accomplish, and by the time I did that, I went, well, I did accomplish some things. This is great. So she was like, wow, that's pretty neat. So it was nice to be able to share that with her, but I also, it solidified some things in my mind. Don't do negative. Stay in your right mind and know that you did accomplish some things. And it's getting easier, it seems. You know, more positive things are happening. Forming positive habits.
Yeah, and that's the key. That is the key. That, and it's not being a Pollyannist. It's not being the eternal optimist. It's simply saying, hey, there's nothing positive about that. And if you like Julie Tara, if you like her, if she strikes you as a person that looks pretty successful, and hey man, I would like to aspire to be more like her, turn off the TV. Julie doesn't watch TV ever. Ever, ever, ever. She just doesn't. She refuses. She says, Vaughn, this is too negative. That's how she says it. That's my best Julie Tara impersonation. Okay, thank you, Jeannie. And this doesn't have to be limited to lesson number 2. Maybe you gleaned something from the second week of reading or reciting the I Can mantra. Maybe something jumped out at you that you weren't able to share last week.
This is Carol in Denver.
And go ahead, Carol.
I attempted to attend my first NFL Broncos preseason game Saturday. Well, we got there late. I had repeated my attitude as a manifestation of my thoughts to Lincoln Nashman multiple times in the evening. We got there late. My friends had a larger purse, and they don't allow them in the stadium. We didn't know. They sent us to a grove of trees where there's a wall of lockers where we had to get a lock to lock up for first. We got the last lock that was like a... Anyways, we got into the stadium that already scored 2 touchdowns. I decided I wanted 2 beers before I hiked up to my mile high seat, which was 3 rows from the very top. It was amazing being there. It was fun, other than we lost. And then trying to get home with the Lyft guys was another challenge, and repeated again my I Can attitude multiple times while we, our third driver finally found us and got us back to our car where we parked at the restaurant. But I repeated that multiple times and just rolled with the punches and had a good time, even though we lost. I'll have to go again so I can see the opening.
And how does that relate, Carol, to, other than the fact that you overcame all the, I wouldn't strike it as negative, just a kind of a domino effect of events that did not go in your favor.
And what was your question then? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my question is, let's rewind, let's say 3 years prior to NECAN, 2 years ago prior to ICANN attitude. How would you have typically responded to that?
I would have been more frustrated and more in people's face when they told us we couldn't enter with cuts. I would have been more aggressive and mad and let it upset me instead of trying to overcome it and just roll with the punches and enjoy it is what it is and make the best of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Here's something I wrote down, and this will be my contribution. If a pattern, mindset, or standard isn't producing the results I know to be true, then I have to disrupt that behavior for the best biblical basis of change and growth for the direction for me, my family, and my business. And I think the biggest thing is that, and Marty's going to really, really hound on this in the next few lessons, disruption. We've got to disrupt the behavior if there's patterns that are not we know they're not true. Or they're of a mindset that's something that, maybe we're used to that. And Marty hit on this, that, I got that gene from so-and-so. Really? You know? Because I can say, I'm more like my mother in that, but if it's not a good trait, why do I need to blame her for it? I can, or my father, he does this, Yes, we may be the DNA of our parents. However, we're responsible for our own actions and our own mindsets. We get to disrupt it if it's not true.
Vance?
Yes.
It's Rita. I also got myself into a situation where I could have gotten frustrated. I had no control over it, and I just kept repeating the I can mantra over and over and over and over again for about half an hour. And then shortly after that situation ended, somebody opened a conversation with me about Nikan. And it was just very uncanny. They approached me and asked me questions.
It's fun when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, this is Anne.
Go ahead, Anne.
I've had a fun time with a big no this week because I realized that, as Marty says, it's not really a no. It's just a not now because it's not permanent. So I was so excited because then I don't have to, deal with those people right now. They're kind of on the back burner, and I don't have to waste my precious time going over it. They didn't get it. They didn't want it. Great. So I went to the next person, and they are yes. Because my attitude was, I was relieved because I didn't get strung along for a while. It's no, thank you, not now. Okay, good. I'm on to the next one. And it was a great feeling. It was like a purging of something that, I was hanging on to that, just released all that, and I went to a nicer place because of ICANN.
And Anne, let me ask you the same question I asked Carol. Rewind prior to Nikan. How would you have typically responded to that?
Oh, I would have had a pity party, and I wouldn't have been productive, and I probably would have gone and done something else, not call up someone and make an appointment. I certainly wouldn't have done that. I would have been in a real funky mood, and I wouldn't have done it. I would have milled around and been totally unproductive. But instead, the reverse happened. I was motivated to move ahead because now I have all this time. I don't have to waste on that person. So it was like a total mindset change, a total mindset change.
That makes it fun. And I almost said it makes it more funner, but I can't blame that on Addie when my brain goes that direction.
This is elegant, real quick.
Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, I was just going to add that the friend I was with and her husband, they kept saying, "How come you're so calm? Why are you so calm?" So she was really starting to lose it herself, and then I told her about, and she used to be with me 10 years and years ago, but I was able to share with her how I was saying reasonably calm.
Mm-hmm.
She was freaking out.
Yeah. Okay. Sounded like there was another voice. Go ahead.
This is Laurie. I'm back in New Hampshire. I'm back in South Carolina from New Hampshire. And three things. One, my husband and I we stayed positive all week. I mean, it was the best vacation ever. And I can already answer your question. A few years ago, not so. You know, there was just turmoil and anxiety and just normal. Well, we thought it was normal, but it was our choices that made it normal. And it was just amazing. I didn't do things like I normally did when I was in New Hampshire. I actually gravitated to people who are positive and stayed away from people who are negative. Irregardless of whether that was my favorite place on the planet to go and be, my growing up place, but I wasn't drawn there because I was drawn more, of course, to Ann Ann's house than Suzanne's house, and just people who are positive and doing positive things and just upbeat. And that's totally different for me. I would just do my old things and, you know, kind of roll with it. And it was just an amazing trip. And but I'm just seeing that I'm very different from the way I was. And we had a situation with the car. Ann Ann and Suzanne don't even know this because it happened. Terry and I got through it. We didn't even think negative at all. I don't even think negative when someone says, oh, yeah, I broke my neck. I don't have full range of motion. My first thought is, oh, awesome. And I want to say that out loud, but I don't. But my mind is just wired positive. And so I'm like, yes, you know, we can help you or whatever. It's just really different and just amazing. And this is just a wonderful program, and I really appreciate that you have it and that you are offering it more than once. And so thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Lori.
Lori, what did you do when you were in New Hampshire?
Oh, my God. I water skied for the first time in 30 years. It was awesome. It was so awesome. And the only reason I did that dance was because when I got in the water, I said, I can. I can get up on skis. You know, even though the docs tell me my left hip is a full replacement, it needs total replacement, you can't do this, you should be in pain all the time. Wrong. So I got up on skis, and yes, Ann drove the boat, and it was awesome. I even lifted a ski and dropped a ski. I only went 10 yards on one ski, but I did it.
And for those of you who have never water skied, it's quite an interesting thing. Once you get it, it's like riding a bike. However, if you haven't done it in 30 years, that's huge. It's absolutely huge. And so this is, and again, this program, this course is so much more than just about gaining customers. It's about developing the right mindset that we need to go forward in life, to live out the five pillars, to acquire balance in our lives. And it's just really, really, it's amazing. There was another point, Lori, that you brought up that Debbie Davis hit on, and that is when we come across people, because unless you live in a cave or a monastery, you're going to encounter people. And I love the way that Debbie shared on Saturday morning that when she comes across a person with anything, her one and only question is simply, if I were to be able to show you a way to deal with that, would you be open to hearing more? And she said she's never had anybody ever say no. I think she said 20 years that she's been associated with Nikan. And if you missed that interview on Saturday morning, it is posted in the 2018 recordings. Really, really good stuff. Really good stuff. All right. Anybody else? Yes, go ahead.
Kyra?
Go ahead, Kyra.
I was looking at a question. It says, can we align our needs with the needs of the customer? And then I don't do negative, I don't listen to negative people. So what happened to me, Saturday night, I stabbed myself with a knife with the avocado seed. And, painful, and I called my I called a few people, couldn't get a hold of them, so the swelling went down with ice, and I put some duct tape on it. And I said, well, in the morning, if I can't move my fingers, there's still pain, swelling, I have to go to emergency. But I called my neighbor across the street to alert her in case, you know, she could take me if she has a car. So when I came home from church yesterday, I woke up Sunday morning, everything was fine, no swelling, no pain. I couldn't believe it. And so she called me back and left a message. And when I came home from church, I said, I'm going across the street to let her see my hand so she can see there's no swelling, there's no pain. Barely a slit was there on the top palm of my hand. But just as I got ready to leave, I picked up my tote bag, and I'd just gotten an order, so I had an extra pair of insoles. I knew she had some feet pain, and she mentioned some arm pain, and I hadn't talked to her or showed her any products in months. But I was just led to take everything I had, duct tape. I took a sample of the KVB because I know she wants to lose weight. And just as I was ready to walk out the door, the voice was saying, you don't need to go. You called. She didn't answer the phone. She might not be at home. I went over anyway. She was at home. She let me in. And long story short, I did a couple demonstrations with her, showed her everything I had in my tote bag, showed her how to log into her customer account. She placed her own order and was just so excited. And I even made a request of her to host a preview for me next Monday. And because Vicki, I didn't know if you know Vicki Walters from Texas, is going to be driving here with her husband going to Pennsylvania. They're stopping next Monday to support me and host a preview. So I wanted my neighbor to be the hostess because her place is larger than mine. Afraid to ask her, as soon as I asked her, she said yes. And I'm just too excited about all of that. But that negative conversation certainly popped up.
And it's great when you just take that step and you say, no, I'm going to go this direction. Because when we continue to do that, it becomes easier and easier. However, you'll find that some of the obstacles, they do get bigger. But it's okay, because we can look back at a history of right decisions or next right steps, and we'll have a history or a, kind of a trail of those right steps, and we'll be on the right trail that'll get us in the right direction.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyra. Well, gang, I'm not going to cut the call short, but I have a birthday dinner to get to, so I do want to highlight next week's, or week number 3, homework. And part of it is writing your elevator speech, okay? This should be a 30 to 60 second of how you got introduced to NECAN. It shouldn't be necessarily scripted. It should be, well, how did you get introduced to NECAN? Sometimes it may take a little bit more than 60 seconds to share, but just the bullet points. The idea is, if you're in an elevator with somebody and they notice something about you that's different, they say, well, what is all that about? I say, well, 2 years ago, when I was a little bit younger and a little lot more foolish, at 23, actually, it was 27 years ago this month. I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall, and there's no right way to jump off of a waterfall, and I hit the water way wrong, created permanent back issues, and thought I was going to have to live with those the rest of my life. And a little over a year later, get introduced to these wonderful solutions, products from Japan, didn't know anything about it, never heard of it before. And I started sleeping on them, walking on them, and, well, it really opened up a whole floodgate of opportunities physically for me. And today, at almost 50, I feel better than I did, and I have less agony, almost no issues with my back, as I did as a 23-year-old. And what I find really, really fun is that I know I've got some solutions, some products that I can help a lot of other people. And that's what keeps me motivated. Something along the lines like that. And yet, every person's elevator speech for elevator pitch, spiel, whatever you want to refer to it, is going to be uniquely different. So write it out, practice it, because we're going to recite them. And this was, I believe, according to Gary, the most powerful group of elevator speeches that he kept telling me later in the weeks to follow. He said, man, they were so good. So really work it out. I would encourage you, find somebody else to share it with. Call your prospects, your recruits. Say, hey, I have this assignment through this course I'm taking. Do you mind if I practice on you? Nobody's ever going to say no. They just won't. And if it doesn't flow off your tongue, if it doesn't seem to get the response you're wanting for, tweak it, change it up. So on that note, I hear the footsteps of a 17-year-old coming down the stairs. So I'm going to bid you farewell. You guys are welcome to stay on the line if you want to. There was one other note that I wanted to mention, and I forgot what it was, so obviously it wasn't that important. But keep with 7 more days of reciting the mantra or reading it out loud. And it's always more fun, even if you have to go sit in your vehicle, to do it in an outdoor voice. It really, really gets into the brain that way. So, thank you for a wonderful evening. We had a few people absent tonight. I knew a few were not going to make it, but had a few more that didn't. But that's okay. If you have contact with any of those folks, remind them, just stay the course. Stay on the homework. That's all you got to do. And if you miss a day, just jump right back on. All righty?
Thank you, Vance. Have fun.
All right. Have a great evening, what's left of it, and we will chat with you. Oh, by the way, Michelle, and how do you pronounce Michelle's last name? I don't remember. Team Kaizen member from Canada.
Kowalczyk.
Thank you, Suzanne. She's going to be our guest this Saturday on Saturday AM Live. And I'm going to bleed her for information on how she got on Team Kaizen and as well as, you know, how great Japan was. So, have a great evening, folks. We'll talk to you real soon.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday, Emily.